Tomorrow, here in Washington, a Senate committee will revisit the early days of the Iraq War. Senators are examining claims by hundreds of soldiers. The soldiers say they were exposed to a dangerous chemical while guarding employees of a private contractor. And they say the military and the contractor hid the dangers from them, as Carrie Brown of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
At first, Russell Powell of Moundsville, West Virginia, and his fellow soldiers weren't worried about a mysterious orange powder when they got to Iraq in 2003. Powell says the powder coated their food, covered their clothes, and entered their lungs as they protected workers of contractor KBR at a water plant.
I don't think any of us soldiers knew what it was. We just lay in it, you know, provide security, laying on the ground, setting up, you know, fighting positions. We're all in just black vests. The KBR workers are just in T-shirts and think nothing of it.
Now Pyle says he has severe breathing problems from being exposed to sodium dichromate. The chemical contains the same toxic substance that sickened a small town in California made famous by the movie Aaron Brockovich. Like many soldiers in his unit, Pyle believes exposure to the chemical has ruined his life.
And I was a very active person, and now I can't even be active anymore. It's tough for my family also, because my kids look up to me as a coach, and I can't even do that anymore. It's sad.
In June, Pyle and six other National Guard members from West Virginia filed a lawsuit against KBR. There are similar suits from soldiers in Oregon and Indiana. Just this week, 30 more West Virginia Guard members filed another lawsuit. Their lawyer is State Senator Jeff Kessler.
The defendants, KBR and or its employees and those that were charged with carrying out the environmental studies, knew early on through blood tests and testing that had been performed on their own employees that there were levels of sodium dichromate showing in their blood, and yet there was no efforts to notify the troops who were also similarly positioned out there.
Texas-based KBR says it's not responsible because the chemical was already at the site when their workers arrived in Iraq. KBR declined an interview but released a statement saying when the company discovered the chemical, it immediately notified the military. It's the military's response, or lack thereof, that's led to an investigation by the Department of Defense's Inspector General and tomorrow's Senate hearing. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller says the federal government hasn't done enough.
You know, we have a responsibility to look closely at these exposures and to make sure that the Department of Defense and the Veterans Affairs Administration can maintain something called a collaborative relationship. That is, they talk to each other where medical information is shared. That is not the case today.
After what happened during the first Gulf War, when the Pentagon initially dismissed thousands of returning service members' illnesses, Rockefeller says it's inexcusable now for the military to ignore veterans suffering from the effects of chemical exposure once again. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Wheeling, West Virginia.